It's on.
It's on.
Two hairs waving.
Okay, call the court to order. It is a special meeting. Today's the 25th of February. We've got three items on the agenda, and Fluter needs to talk to us for a few minutes about some of the rain issues and the grass. So I'll talk to him about the grass, but go ahead.
Why don't you start with the grass?
I've got a proposal from a guy that will sell it to us at cost, but he can get a trailer truck load of that Sousa or what is that? Soiza grass, which is a highly tolerant of shade.
It's the same thing we planted before the drought that we got from lawn care.
And he let us have it at cost for a trailer truck load, approximately $230 a pallet, $232 somewhere in that range, for 18 pallets of truck load.
Sluter and Robbie's got to put it all down.
Sluter and Robbie and all the trustees and all the hands that we want to bring in.
Because we don't have to get it put down before it goes bad. If it's a truck load.
Well, the guy that told me said he and two hands can put down a truckload before noon.
That's who we need.
For the charge.
Well, he would do it, but it would be at a rate. He's just saying he could get it here, and if we could utilize trustees and stuff, it would work.
He's not considering sprinkler system, is
he? He is. Because he asked me about sprinkler system, and he said the way to handle that is to turn it on, put a stop or flag at each head, and then go ahead and plow and level your yard and have it ready before the truck ever comes in.
So how many pallets on the truck? What are we talking
18.
About?
18.
18 times 237.
We're talking about $4,000.
Yeah, somewhere around $4,000.
Talking $4,000.
But the thing is, we don't want it till after Turkey Fest.
Right.
It won't be enough to do the entire yard. It'll just pretty well do the north part.
This
where it's shaded really out and bad.
It's trampled down so well.
What about our water well over? Is it still doing good?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Great.
Okay. I've
been using it.
I didn't remember.
Yeah, it works great.
He's not hooked up to the sprinkler system.
No, sir.
Did you say what company it was?
Oh, I don't even know his name.
Okay. That's okay, Adam. I thought I missed it.
Where's it come from?
This would be coming from Justin. It's cheaper to buy from the place over there than it is from the one down close to Houston just for the trucking cost. He's bidding on putting it in at the new apartments out here. That's what he's bidding to put in.
What, the new complex?
Same stuff.
Where did we get it before?
Lawn Co, you know, towards Archer City.
I've heard the name. Yeah. I'm not real familiar with them, but.
Well. And it was about the same price, I think.
Right.
If I remember right.
Did we do that solid last time?
We didn't do a solid, we just did patches. Yes, sir. I don't even remember how many pallets we put out.
But Slater and I have talked about it, and he said something this much expense, it'd be better to come and get thumbs up. We don't need to officially approve anything.
Yeah, we just wanted to talk about it.
Because it's not on the agenda, we can't vote on it.
We're talking about April anyway, right?
Yes.
Yes, we got plenty of time, but I wanted to bring it to your roof.
It's like I told all of you, it's still leaking. Here,
but you know that zoysia is not going to survive in that shade for very long. It's just a matter of a while. And then it's going to die. You're going to have to cut down some of them trees.
That's the judge's department.
It's not going to
put that on him. No, I agree. We all agree.
That's
there's not enough.
You know,
which one do you want to be hung from?
Throw money at it now, and it's
we,
just a
but
matter
we always
of
have
but we've got to
always
do,
throw money at it.
Got
one
to
thing.
Do something.
My plan is the perfect plan is just buy turf, put it down,
there's
like you got that.
There's nothing.
Can you just
we've
gravel
had two
it?
Different
y'all
people.
Got
he said the way it is.
Fake grass.
We have sun,
crushed rock. We don't have a gravel. We got crushed rock.
Crushed rock.
It's not worth. It's not worth too much.
I don't know what the life expectancy would be on this. If it was put down in April.
Well, the guy that came, what did he tell us, every 4 years?
Every 4 years, more or less.
You're going to have to do something every 4 years.
No way. It'll never last 4 years.
It may not.
Well, with the two events that we're having on now, with Pumpkin Fest and then Punter Union.
It, when you trop it out in the fall, and it makes it hard to come back in the spring.
Okay, I haven't been able to get a hold of Mr. Freeman either, so... You
haven't
No. He's tried nearly every day.
Yeah.
I called three times and left him a message the last time. I didn't the first two times because he's got my number. He knows who's calling.
But it was leaking in different. It's just leaking in different spots now. Like we said before, it's coming through the first layer, and on that second, it's just going whatever direction. And the screws, it's still the same thing where they built the roof and put the screws through the secondary ceiling. It's coming right through. I put a bucket underneath one of them the other day, and you can see it just right off the screw.
Right into the screw.
That's what he said he had to see.
Yeah, but he wouldn't answer when we called him.
Yeah. I've called from my wife's phone. I mean, I've called from different numbers.
Okay.
He may be fixing to leave town or something. He's got his place up for sale, I heard.
I don't know.
Robbie, did you really fix the leak in my office, or were you joking?
No, I was joking with Carla by saying I fixed it because it quit raining.
Oh.
And I said that. She says, did you already really fix it? And I said, yes, ma'am, it's not leaking.
It
quit raining.
But it's doing the same thing as it was before. It's going through. Just
this deal right here by Deborah's office, we got somebody else looking at it, don't we?
Darnell's.
M&F Lincoln. Shane came and looked at it. I ran into Shane's dad at lunch the other day, and he said, well, how are things going? I said, pretty good, and we get your leak fixed. And that hit the wrong cord, and he said, have we still got a leak that's our fault? And I said, well, we tore the sheetrock out and found where there's holes in it where it's going straight into the gutter.
Yeah.
And he said, next time it rains, call me. So we did, and
Shane
was here within an hour.
Really good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
And he's supposed to send two guys out to look at it. They haven't been here yet. So.
Well, at least maybe we'll get that handled.
Get that all fixed.
Yep. Yes.
And the person named Shane is with M&F Lincoln.
Shane Darnell.
But as far as the old grocery store, I don't, without getting a hold of him.
I wish we'd put a roof like that on that thing.
We could. We'd have to pull the air conditioners off of it.
I think, number one, the first thing we need to do is pull those air conditioners and build another rack at the outside anyway.
Like the new building is. You know, you step out the back door.
Got
on
six,
your left.
Got three up top and three on the ground.
Yeah. That is my recommendation. Then, if we can't patch the holes then look at doing something with the rack roof. Because where those air conditioners are, it's hard to do anything underneath them.
Is that where all the leaks are?
Not necessarily. We can't tell. Okay, that was just kind of an update for you on both of them. Let's go to the agenda and see if we can get through part of it. Hospital bill. Leave it with Gina.
Oh, well, I left it right there.
Okay.
Was this one on the bill list that was approved Monday?
It was, and she pulled the bill back out because she didn't have all the information. But we approved the list. What we're going back now is I'll need a motion to revisit the bills that were paid, strike that check off, and go with this check today.
Okay.
Because that check will be void.
Okay.
So it's not the same amount that we...
Mm-hmm. No, they got $400,000 of their money from the federal government in, and by getting that money in, they were not quite the cash flow, so they're paying the whole bill.
That's good. We're about a loan that way.
Yes.
And we've checked a couple of things and found a couple of other small errors in it and got those corrected. And Gina, I guess, is satisfied with this now.
Yeah, that's the amount it should be for.
Okay. I make a motion that we revisit the hospital bills from Monday and what else? Reconsider all?
Just reconsider this one that for, what was it for? 2,200 and something?
Mm-mm. It's on there. It'll have like the amount that it was, and it's deducted, and then it's like 17 something.
17,745.
Yes. That's the amount.
This is the 25 that's on here.
Let me see.
Well, there's one 25.
No. See, what they did, this has this. This is the one that's voided. See, in the credit, 7403, because they took that off, and 17,740.05 is the amount that she's
right,
putting on
but
here to
what
be paid.
Was the one that was on Monday?
It was 22.
I thought 2270 something or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, do I need to go get it?
Okay.
Do you have it?
No.
Richard's got a copy of it.
But that's the bill that we're need to void
yes.
on the record.
Yes,
and
she probably and Sasha probably need a copy of that as well.
$2,274.01.
So we're okay. So
and this is the check that we want to issue today,
So Johnny is making a motion to revisit the approval of the Clay County Memorial Hospital bills from the regular meeting Monday, February 22nd, and void.
Let's stop right there. Just revisit the bills.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. Now, if you want to make another motion saying void that one and
she actually had to void two checks. She brought another check and it was incorrect.
Okay.
It had to be voided as well. So the proper check to be approved is the one that was for 17 on there.
So a motion for the proper check of 17,740.05 would be?
Right, with the voiding of that other one and it's this one. Yeah. Did you get that?
Are we gonna like put a check number or something of the one that we're getting rid of?
The check number should be on that.
It's on that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're not on that sheet?
The check number's here, but the one we're voiding is on the bill list.
Let me go get the total bill list because the correction will be from that total bill list.
Here, yes. You have it. It's in the folder that says agenda on it.
I have it there.
Is that the list y'all approved on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those?
It's that one.
Oh, it just doesn't have the check number or
no
what?
No check number.
Yeah, it is 3040. Right? This check number.
Yeah, 3040 would probably be it.
Okay.
And the one that we want to approve today is 3088.
For what was the total?
$274.01.
Gina, we found it.
Okay. And we're replacing it with.
He had it on his copy.
Okay.
And we're replacing it with check number.
I didn't see yours.
What
check number 3088.
But I had a copy.
For what's the total?
It is 3088. For 17,740.05.
So the first one was only for 2,000 and this one's for 17,000?
That was a partial payment.
It was a very partial payment. And this is
okay.
The total of the whole amount.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Need a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And since we had this special meeting April 2nd for the car show, need permission to use the courthouse square and the bathrooms in the courthouse only.
I make a motion that we let them use the courthouse grounds for the car show April 2nd.
Second.
Comments? That this is one group that does a good job of keeping it extra clean.
Good. That was going to be my comment. Horton?
Yes, Lou Ann. All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Next one, Turkey Fest, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bathrooms at the courthouse only.
Well, we're not going to do these.
Not going to open these up.
Make motion we let the Turkey Fest people use the courthouse square and the bathrooms from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on April
9th. Now.
Second.
Okay. And under discussion, there's supposed to be a street dance that night. If y'all want the courthouse bathrooms, they said the chamber wasn't going to request it, so it's up to whoever.
Yeah, we'll put it on the next one. It's not a big deal. For the fire department?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
But I just wanted you to realize the times that they had requested it here.
Yeah, no,
okay. All in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
And aye.
Who made that motion on this?
Lindy did. Okay. I seconded it.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a letter that we got, I guess, this today, maybe. Okay.
Guys, I'm going to get out of here. Thank y'all.
You bet. Thank you.
Y'all have a good evening.
If I hear from him, I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll do the same.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, this has to do with the permitted sale of fireworks before San Jacinto Day.
We have a clerk's office where they close.
Yeah.
You know how they are.
Hey, we're here till 5 every day.
On this one, if we want to allow fireworks, we have to pass an order so allowing. They have to be on an agenda.
Allowing them for where?
Anywhere within the county.
For what, St. Jacinto Day?
This is a new law that they passed it last year, allows the court, the commissioner's court, at its discretion to permit fireworks sale for the holiday period.
What day is that on?
Oh, April what?
It says on there the days. No, it says on the front.
Period beginning April 16th. San Jacinto Day is April 21st. I knew April, but I couldn't remember when.
Permits the commissioner's court to adopt an order authorizing the sale. I thought you meant preventing.
No. This is one that they can't do it without
authorization.
I have not been approached. And as far as I'm concerned, it's one to let lay till somebody comes and asks us to pass it.
The only one before was 4th of July and Christmas.
I say we leave it alone too, but that's my opinion.
Yep.
Okay.
So y'all are not going to prevent the sales?
No, you have to allow it. You have to have a special order to allow it.
So they're already prevented?
Yes.
They're prevented from that day, but not by us.
By the state law, unless somebody comes and requests that the commissioner's court adopt an order to allow sale. Okay, anything else? Sorry that we had to bring you in for a short meeting, but
no problem.
This is one that has to be paid by the first. Get it in the mail by tomorrow.
Never apologize for a short meeting.
Yeah, for a short meeting.
Well, it's pushing 5, so go from there.
Yeah.
But we need this motion to also say emergency to get it pushed out.
Yeah. Emergency to get pushed out. Now you're saying
on the hospital bill.
Oh, yes.
Somebody else. Why are you in that beer?
Why was it not paid Monday?
Because it was incorrect, and Gina caught that it was incorrect. She could not talk to.
It wasn't correct. It wasn't correct.
She tried to call them, and they had a doctor that they were talking to and entertaining, and didn't get back together till it was too late.
We done?
If everybody agrees with the motion that this check be paid immediately.
Is that a motion?
I'm asking him to add it to his motion that the check be paid immediately.
Yes, I'll do that. I made that motion.
Who made that motion?
Any opposition?
Are you making a new motion?
No, just adding that to the already made motion.
The check be paid immediately?
Yes.
And I didn't make that motion either, I made it that.
I think Johnny made the motion.
I didn't make the first one, but it don't matter.
Yeah. Okay, appreciate it.
Do you need a copy of that voided check, Sasha? I have one.
You did?
I mean, it's.
I actually have